Yeah, yeah, no. You ask him. Everything's working? Okay. Yeah, he'll get it back. He'll get, oh, coolness. Okay. Let me just write his name on it. I've never kept a safe or anything lent to me that they want back. They get back. Okay. No problem. All right. Let's begin. Today is, that clock is fast. Today is Sunday, the 19th of May, 2013, and I say hello to my students in front of me and to all those listening across the world. I want to mention that tell me, Nathaniel, are you a Lubavitcher? You have Lubavitcher roots? Baruch Hashem. Because I got to tell you, next year, if Reitz wants me to teach, there has to be at least one chassid in the class. Because when I speak a little chassid, it's lost. I want to tell you, an Adam Gadol died this past week, and I want to dedicate the shiur in his memory and say a few words about him. Reb Leibel Bistritzky. Mean anything to you? You'll understand in a minute who he is. But let me tell you about Reb Leibel. Reb Leibel Bistritzky, first of all, was married to Rabbi Revel's niece. It's Mrs. Revel's brother's daughter was his wife. I believe she should live and be well, and Laricha Jamim Tovim. If you know what a chassid is, what the relationship to a Rebbe is, and here my Talmidim who are chassidim corrected me, because when I spoke about Das Torah, I made the point that the Litvish Welt learned this from the chassidish world, and they made the point, and they're correct, that in chassidish, a Rebbe is more than Das Torah. A Rebbe is also a father figure. And Reb Leibel and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, if there ever was a chassid and a Rebbe, it was Reb Leibel Bistritzky. Now, how do I know him? When I went into the Rapnin in 61-62, so I moved to outside Philadelphia, Ballykinwood. Today, anywhere you live in America, you can get kosher food. Those days, it's before Empire, before the frozen meat, and Leibel used to drive a refrigerated truck and go to all the communities in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and the truck was stocked with cheese, chickens, meat, fabulous. And he always had, it wasn't just a business, he always had a Hasidic thought for you. Later, when the chickens and the meat went all over the world, Reb Moshe's trip, I can't go into details now, Shchutei Chutz, these are concepts you don't even learn about today because it's not Shaya. But I can still remember World War III in Philadelphia over Empire kosher chickens. So Leibel opened up a cheese store on the east side of New York. That's where Steve Breslin knows him from. It was a famous cheese store. Azav varim a mensch. All right, he was Zeichel Aricha Jamim. He left hundreds and hundreds of direct descendants, all his children in Chabad and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. All right, there may be a few exceptions, so I hope they follow Rabbi Revel if they're not Chabadnikim. But I want to tell you the sad part of his life, and he overcame it. I don't know how many of us would have the ability to overcome a tragedy like this. His son, Reb Levi Yitzchak, was the Rav of Tzvat. Reb Levi Yitzchak, a Chabadnik, a Talmud Chochem, was the Ashkenazic Rav of Tzfat, beloved by one and all. And when the Rebbe died and the insanity began with the Messianics, a Messianic moron ran him over and he died. He didn't die immediately. He was very badly injured. He suffered a year and a half. The moron is in jail, rotting away. And Reb Leibel had to bury a beloved son, a Talmud Chacham Yerash Shemayim. I'll tell you one little story. I don't have time to tell stories, but one story you should never forget. It shows you what Chassidim are capable of doing. When my daughter graduated and became the first Tohenet Rabbani in the history of our people, so Na'amat, that's the women's organization of the Histadrut, jumped on her with an Aguna case. And they asked her to take it on. They've been waiting for a woman who's religious and sensitive. And it turns out This young woman is an aguna, 8-9 years. She lives in Tzfat. No one knows what happened to her husband, but Trina found out they're chabatnikim. So I told Trina, call Rabbi Bistritsky, the chief rabbi of Tzfat. Tell him your father, who your father is, and tell him you need his help. Taina calls. Within 2 days, he located the recalcitrant husband, learning in a kollel in Ashdod. I'll come back to the husband in a second. And Taina asked me, Abba, I never saw anything like it. I call Rabbi Bistritsky. He hears your name. He's filled with Derech Eretz. How do you know him? I said, I don't really know him, but he knows that I wrote my doctorate on his great uncle. And the family's makatoiva, because all that remains of Rabbi Revel is Bernard Revel, builder of American Jewish Orthodoxy. Anyway, he was tremendously helpful. So my daughter uncovers the guy, and he says he's willing to give a get, but he wants a share of the apartment. I think it was $15,000 he wanted. This is, you know, about 20 years ago. It's not yesterday. It's heavy money. So where do you get the money? So Rabbi Bistritsky tells my daughter to contact Rabbi Yossel Legutnik's Gabbai Tztaka in Yerushalayim. She contacts his Gabbai Tztaka, and he says, I'll call you back. You call me back in 2 days. And he says to her, can anyone come to meet me in the Gutnik Library, which is actually, as you go down to Mein Sharim, there's a, what street is that? The street going past Strauss. What is it? Yecheskel, the continuation of Strauss, Yecheskel. And that's where you have the Chabad Gutnik Library. And I went on Tisha B'Av, I met him, he gives me a check for $15,000. Years later, I met Yossel Legutnik. He hosted me in Melbourne, and I asked for permission to speak publicly about what he did. I mean, this is such chesed, these are such good Jews. And as a Litvak who has lost the battle, and I have to highly recommend this book to you, The Legacy. I want to thank Steve Gross for giving it, the gift to the Rebbe, and I want you to know that it's written essentially by Warren Goldstein. He used Beryl wine to attract the customers. This is a statement of the Litvische Welt. It is magnificent. If you read between the lines, Daniel, it's a critique of what has happened out there in the Torah world. We're all Hasidim today. But what can we do? We're Hasidim. Torah. All right, yeah. I'm not objecting. But as a Litvak, I wish there still would be an island of Litvish Yiddishkeit. And now into the Litvish world of Lamdanut and learning. Okay. And today's a very fascinating shir, an important shir. I thank the emails I got from America for the first time. I got some compliments on the Sunday shir, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, let me pick up where I left off.
I may be confusing him with someone else, but was he a sofer as well?
Who?
Rabbi
Bistritsky? I don't know. Could be one of his children. But I remember Label. I don't remember him as a sofer. I remember him as it could be. I bought chickens from him. I bought meat. I bought cheese. And I bought the East Side. It was a famous store. Sunday morning, they were lined up outside the store. Absolutely. Anyways, had a chassidy shavot for you. As a bottom kind. What can I tell you? No wonder the chassidim defeated us Litvakim. All right. I apologize for my Litvish blood, but a little often I would like left. Okay. Anyway, Bishnas HaTachak, when you're paskin, paskining is not